You're listening to the Doing English Podcast, the no-nonsense English learning show for professionals and experts, helping you forget English isn't your first language. Now, over to Julian.
Ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls, are you ready? Here we go, episode 46 of the Doing English Podcast. The Doing English Weekly Rant. I keep forgetting the name. I changed the name and even I can't remember it. So probably it's not a very good name. Hey, whatever. I'm Julian. This is doingenglish.com. And if everything is going to schedule, Happy New Year. This episode is due for release on New Year's Day, January the 1st, 2017. Of course, it's still 2016 at the time of recording this, and I am between Christmas right now and New Year's celebrations. It is December the 29th. I had a great Christmas. Christmas was spent with friends, much beer, much Japanese sake was drunk. It was a good time. I had a great Christmas this year. And tomorrow we're going to be going over to a friend's house for pre-New Year's celebrations. And then on New Year's Day itself, we're going to be going to a different friend's house for New Year's celebrations. And then, my friend, after that, I am going to be resting my liver. I like to have a drink now and then. I like to have a drink occasionally. I say I like to have a drink occasionally. I generally have a drink most days, pretty much every single day. I'll have a beer after dinner or something whilst I watch a film or read my book, or I'll have a glass of wine whilst I'm eating, something like that. I'm not a heavy drinker. I drink fairly regularly, but I'm not a heavy drinker. But at times like this, December this year has been party after party after party. The Japanese Bonenkai, the seasonal New Year's celebration, New Year's party. And then a lot of people will also have a Shinnenkai, which is the New Year's party that happens after New Year's Day. So I guess it's like a celebration for the end of the year and then a celebration for the beginning of the year. Shinnenkai, I don't have any to go to this year, which is probably best, to be honest, because my liver is starting to feel rather tired, it has to be said. I'm going to need some time to recover after January 1st, but hey, it's all good and it's all good fun. So anyway, Happy New Year, and I hope you have a wonderful 2017. I am looking forward to this year. I'm going to be super busy over the next year. I'm going to Ottawa, Canada in February for a neuroscience conference and some intensive training. I'm also going to be doing the second live Doing English seminar. The first will be in January, Tokyo, 28th. Places for that are filling up fast. If you're hoping to go to the Tokyo seminar, you're going to want to get in and get yourself registered ASAP. You can find out about that by going to doingenglish.com/event. The Ottawa seminar is also filling up slowly. We've got a few registrations. There are still places though, but again, if you want to get yourself on that event, you're going to have to head over to doingenglish.com/event. After Ottawa, I'm going to be going over to China for a couple of months to do some research. And after I come back, I'm going to be super busy over the summer as well. And then it's off to England in the autumn for various stuff. 2017, it's going to be a busy year for me, but I'm planning for it to be quite a good one. 2016 was a bizarre year for me. It started off extremely well. It started off absolutely amazingly. My best friend from the UK came over, spent New Year's with us. We had a great time. And the very beginning of the year, lots of great stuff happened. This podcast went to number one in the iTunes charts in Japan, not just in language learning, but across all podcast categories for the new and noteworthy charts. And that was quite a big boost to my business. And then 2016, for one reason or another, took a downward turn, shall we say, although I learned a lot of very useful lessons in that time. We actually did a live session on this a couple of days ago in Doing English Plus. What was the title again? A Kick-Ass 2017 Lessons Learned from a Year-Long Identity Crisis. Yes, 2016 was my year of identity crisis. A bizarre year, to say the least. Doing English Plus members, you can and should check out that session to hear the full story, because I'm not going to talk about it here publicly. Some of the things that I talked about in that session were quite uncomfortable, to be honest. Aspects of myself and my business of doing English that, to be honest, I wasn't too sure if I even wanted to share with people. Some of the things I talked about were things that I actively tried to hide over the last year. But I thought it's better to talk about them, get them out into the open so that, hey, other people can learn from them too. Doing English Plus members, if you haven't watched the recording of that session yet, check it out. If you're not a Doing English Plus member, why not? You can and should become one by heading over to doingenglishplus.com. That's not what I want to talk about today, though. What I want to talk about today, though, is something slightly different. Over the last 2 weeks of November, the first 2 weeks of December, I tried out a little experiment. There was something I wanted to have a go at. Now, I always hear from people that they learn English, they want to improve their English because they want to watch films. Great thing to do. I also hear from a lot of people that their primary way of trying to improve their English is watching films. A lot of people will come to me and say, Julian, I watch a lot of films. Is this a good way to improve my English? And, well, I wasn't really too sure, to be honest. I think the answer, well, I'm going to give you the conclusion now. The answer is no, it's not an effective way to improve your English, but it is a good thing to do for other reasons. More on that in a moment. You see, when I was a beginner in Japanese, I learned a lot from TV. An incredible amount. I learned a lot of my Japanese from TV. Not just Japanese, but also knowledge of the area where I was working. I was a secondary school teacher. I needed to use Japanese mainly at work in that context. TV was a fantastic way for me to learn a lot of that information. However, what I need to really emphasize here is at that point, I was a beginner, an absolute beginner. I came to Japan 10 years ago, not knowing even, you know, the basics, things like hello, even things like konnichiwa, hello in Japanese, I couldn't say, I didn't understand. I came here knowing absolutely nothing. Combined with other things that I was doing then, studying the language, watching TV was a very effective way for me to learn the language that I needed very, very quickly, by focusing in on the right kind of TV shows. And that's important to note here. I wasn't just going at it randomly. I was picking the right kind of TV shows for my specific need. That was a very effective way for me to get the basics quite quickly and quite effectively. How about now, though? Now I am a very high level in Japanese. That doesn't mean I am a perfect Japanese speaker. I make mistakes. I make grammatical mistakes. I use some of the wrong words sometimes. But I am perfectly comfortable with using the language. I can spend all day, every day, living in Japanese if I want to. But if I want to bring my level up higher, if I want to learn more Japanese, is watching films, is watching TV an effective way to do that? Well, logically, you'd think it would be. And that's really what I wanted to find out with my little experiment over the month, the last 2 weeks of November and December. How much would I learn just by watching films every single day? And the answer to that question is basically nothing. I basically didn't pick up any new language, vocabulary, phrases, Japanese that I didn't know. I wouldn't say after watching a film every day for an entire month that I am able to speak or understand Japanese any better than I could before I started. I did learn one word, matosuru, is the only word I picked up. That was a word that I didn't know, and it came up in a conversation in one of the films that I was watching, and I didn't really pay much attention to it. But then it did come up in another film, and then that repetition of the word that I didn't know and different hearing it in those two different contexts was enough for me to understand what it meant and to understand how it was used. And I can say that I picked up that word. But, well, we think an entire month of watching films, we're talking, what, about 30 days, 30 films, each film about 2 hours long. We're talking here 60 hours of Japanese, well, for want of a better word, study time. 60 hours of time to learn one single word. Is that an effective way to improve my Japanese? Clearly, it is not. Just watching TV, just watching films is going to do nothing for you as an intermediate to advanced English learner. Just passively watching isn't going to help you to improve your language at all. In fact, I would say that passively doing anything is not going to help you. You hear about all these audio learning programs. There are so many different versions, some that you can buy online as MP3 downloads, some that you can buy in the shops as CDs. You know, they're advertised on the radio, the TV, all over the place. You know, these audio learning programs, just listen to this program every single day and you'll become fluent in English. Absolute rubbish. Now, the thing is, as an absolute beginner, if you know nothing of English, yes, you will learn something from those programs. And yes, it will feel like they are having some kind of effect. It will feel like they are doing something for a while as a beginner. But once your level goes up, once you reach the intermediate stage, if you don't change the way you're learning, if you don't change the things you are doing, you're not going to keep improving doing that same thing. Just listening to those CDs, just watching the TV, just watching films in itself is not going to help you to improve. It is too passive. And the problem is, of course, when I'm watching these films, it's not that I understand everything 100% perfectly. It's that I understand so much and so much so easily that when there are words that I don't know, when there are things that I don't understand, I don't actually need those things to understand what's going on in the story. I don't need those things to understand the film. So they just get skipped. And this is actually the same in English as well. When I watch an English film, I don't understand 100% of everything that is said. There may be English words that I don't know come up in the film. English is my first language, so that doesn't happen often. But there are always going to be things that are not said clearly in the film, things that are muttered, or times when I wasn't paying attention and missed something. There are always times, even in English, when I don't understand 100% of a film. Nobody gives an entire two-hour film 100% of their attention. But does that stop you from enjoying the film? No, it doesn't. And this is exactly what happened with me watching a Japanese film every single day. I understand the Japanese films just as well as I understand English films. And I learn just as much from watching Japanese films as I do from watching English films, which is basically nothing. That's it. So about 60 hours of watching films. I would say my Japanese improved by approximately nothing. That is not to say that films are not a good way to learn. There are ways that you can use films that is extremely effective. That goes well beyond the topic of this podcast episode. However, doing English Plus members, check out the core training modules, what used to be two-step speaking, and you will find out you'll learn a lot of very useful exercises and things for doing just that. You also learn other things from films that are extremely useful for second language speakers, especially if you live in a country that is not your country of birth. You learn all about the culture. You learn about different groups of people. You learn the content of the story. And, you know, that's great content for conversations that you have in the future. I'm not saying that I didn't get any benefit at all from watching a film a day for an entire month, because I did. I love watching films, and I will continue to watch films regularly, perhaps not a film a day for a month, because actually that got a little bit difficult towards the end. But I watch at least 2-3, often 4 films a week, and I love watching films, and that's great. It's how what I like to do to relax. It's also a great source of content for conversations, for writing the Doing English daily newsletter, for podcast episodes just like this. It's a great way for me to learn about Japan as well, Japanese culture, Japanese people, different parts of Japan that I've never visited. I watched a film yesterday that was based in the countryside, in Japan, and it allows me to get a glimpse into a part of Japan that I've never seen before, into a world that I've never seen before. Watching films about foreign countries that I've never been to before allows me to get a glimpse of what life in those countries is like. How accurate those glimpses often are, I don't know. Often films are maybe a little bit dramatized, a little bit over the top, but hey, it's better than nothing. Watching films then is extremely beneficial. But if you think you can just watch a film and improve your English as an intermediate advanced English learner, I'm sorry to say you're wrong. You're not gonna get much benefit. It's too passive. It's simply not an effective way to improve your English. If you want a more effective way, I suggest you head over to doingenglishplus.com, join us in the premium Doing English program, and I'll show you a much, much better way to go about things. Anyway, that is it from me, Julian, today. As I said, have a fantastic New Year's holiday, and I'll see you this time next week for episode 47 of the Doing English Weekly Rant. What am I going to be ranting about next time? I have no idea. I haven't decided yet. Anyway, thank you and goodbye.